Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Time now to go around the NFC South with Ellis Williams, Panthers beat writer for the Charlotte Observer. I'm already ahead of schedule thinking about behind enemy lines during the regular season. That's how fast I want football to get here. Ellis, how are you, man?
Hey, man, it's May. We're talking NFL depth charts. It's going to be September before you know it. So if you ask me, you're on the ball.
I got you. Ellis, so did Sam Darnold hit his head saying that he's elite? He feels like he's an elite quarterback?
I think Sam is walking through the questions he has to absorb considering the situation he's in. I'll give it to you this way. I think Sam actually is a winner of this offseason. And if you give me 90 seconds, I can break that down for you. Considering where things were at in January, this was a quarterback who is at the bottom of the league in every statistical category you could examine, who then is told by his head coach in exit meetings that they're going to explore every opportunity to improve the position, to then have that come to light by going after Russell Wilson, to, you know, have no serious traction there, to being all in on Deshaun Watson, to falling, you know, short in a four-horse race there, to then having the sixth overall pick and the Panthers having a chance at grabbing a quarterback and they don't do so until the third round. All of a sudden you turn around and look at OTAs and Sam Darnold is still the most experienced and literally the QB1 on that team despite everything I just laid out. So when the carousel stops, it's pretty surprising when I laid out that way. But I can understand where it comes from. But at the end of the day, it's about the situation. And Sam has a chance to both compete and also have a very short leash at the same time.
Deshaun was also – the Panthers were also in on the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes, weren't they?
Of course. All in.
Yeah. If I'm Sam Darnold, I guess you don't have much leverage when you've had the kind of season that he's had. But my question now becomes – I know the owner, David Tepper, is not a very patient guy. How thin is the ice standing underneath Matt Rhule's feet?
Sure. It's been a short leash, hot seat, thin ice since when the season wasn't working out by bringing Cam Newton back a year ago. You know, these situations tend to snowball, right? What is going in Matt's favor is a reshaped coaching staff. He's brought in a plethora of NFL experienced position coaches from Steve Wilks, who has, you know, was a head coach in Arizona, a defensive coordinator in Cleveland, James Campen, who has remade offensive lines across the league, guys who are experts in their respective right, not only in their positions, but also from understanding what it takes to make it in this league. And then I think that translates to the type of players they bring in, right? So you see really a night and day transition or transformation, I should say, of this offensive line. This is going to be an offensive line that ranked 30th in every category you could imagine and now has the chance to be average, if not above average, based off a few signings and spending high draft capital. And those are the type of things combined with the landscape of the NFC. When you see a bunch of talent migrate to the AFC, where maybe a 500 record is all you need to have a wild card berth and to flirt with the playoffs. And considering where the Carolina Panthers have been, I think all it's going to take is flirting again with those playoff chances and then ultimately making the playoffs to make everyone forget about what have been the first 2 years of Matt Rhule's tenure, which have been above anything turbulent, to say the least.
I saw a report that they are considering bringing Cam Newton back again. Is that accurate?
I wouldn't say that it's something they're considering as an opportunity for Cam to retake the role he had a year ago. The Panthers are in a position where they're going to seriously consider any opportunity to improve the quarterback room, but under the understanding that the situation is both fluid and new, meaning that this is now a team with a new offensive coordinator in Ben McAdoo. They've brought in a third-round rookie, and for a situation with regarding Cam Newton, it would take an understanding that the role would be more concentrated and not all-encompassing. And for both sides, that might just not make the most sense. So I understand all the Cam Newton talk. It's never going to go away as long as Cam remains available and the Panthers quarterback spot remains open. But for now, I just don't think it makes much sense for either side.
Ellis, I got a hard-hitting one for you. Ben McAdoo, does he still have that creepy mustache?
Hey, I'll say this about McAdoo. He is commanding the offense in every way, shape, form, or look that you're asking about. This is a offensive mind who understands the quarterback position. He was brought in for a very specific reason. And mustache or gel back look aside, I had one friend who literally told me one time, this guy looks like he should be in witness protection. And he said that in a loving and joking way. He just speaks to the enigma that is Ben McAdoo, right? So I think this guy it will be in this league for a very long time. Takes the position and the job immensely serious and has a lot to offer football. And whatever happens, but I think he has a chance to really reinvent himself with the Carolina offense. And I mean, when you look at the position, the skill make the guys around him, I mean, Christian McCaffrey, DJ Moore, he's got an opportunity to do some stuff that he did with, you know, a young Odell Beckham Jr. and let the quarterback just get the ball out of his hands quickly and let those guys run.
Ellis Williams, Panthers beat writer for the Charlotte Observer, as we go around the NFC South in May. Ellis, how's the new stadium push going?
I mean, that's complicated. You know, there's been progress on the sense that the stadium will remain in Charlotte. Obviously, everything going on in Rock Hill is sensitive and, quite frankly, stalled, if not dormant at this point. But the team, from everything I've gathered, has a long-term future in Charlotte, in the area, and everything Tepper Sports has invested in the Charlotte area remains, and that is something that I think everyone has an opportunity to look forward to. But winning solves everything, right? At the end of the day, we can talk about these overarching issues, and all you want is a product that on the field masks everything, and that's winning football games.
Ellis Williams, Panthers beat writer for the Charlotte Observer. Thanks so much for the insight and the time. Thanks, Ellis.
All right, man. Take care.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!